So they have to obviously remove the and clear the stage, as we will resume our official proceedings in a moment, as soon as our young musicians take their seats among the audience. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, please listen to a Strzelecki song, High Australian Snowy Mountain, performed by choir from Warsaw, Poland. I like to mention that lyrics were composed by Joanna Kucyper, and she's here with us today. So while we're clearing the stage, please listen to this beautiful anthem, and we appreciate again this beautiful performance by young musicians from Barker College Orchestra. Once again, and we can commence our official proceedings again. Ladies and gentlemen, may I invite on the stage Auntie Ray Salomon Stewart, please, representative of Narigo people, to give a welcome to country. She's representing Narigo people.
I would like a minute's silence for our dear ancestors. Ngalakan, Donanalikin, Ngorinja means welcome all you wonderful people. And I enjoyed that band. I felt like getting up doing the jazz. It was so beautiful. So my ancestors are nearly all gone, and I am the oldest member of the Monero elders at the moment left here. But there's other ones about, but they never come today. And my ancestors were good, hard-working people. My grandfather, Billy Rudderfoot, broke in Brumby horses for the police force, and he went out searching for lost children and lost people, and he was pretty good at finding in the snow. I believe he was a wizard when he rode a horse. He can ride a horse straight up the hill without any hassle. He was an excellent rider on the horse. And my other grandfather, Ned Solomon, he used to shear sheep for the farmers, and they built fences. And I think also they helped to build roads and things like that. They'd done a lot for the community back in them days, but they weren't paid anything for what the work they'd done. All they got was blankets and no food. The only food they used to eat is their natural food. And they should go out and kill their own kangaroo or whatever. And back in them early days, we weren't recognised as human beings. We were known as animals because the colour of our skin made a big difference to people. And it was only in the late 60s that we were started to be recognised. We weren't allowed any land or live in any houses, and we weren't allowed in town. We had to stay right out of town. It was very hard for my whole people back in them days. But today, hopefully, things will change. And I see that it is changing a lot, meeting other people from different countries, which will understand our culture, the way I feel. And I also welcome you again to this wonderful country. And if you're going back home, have a safe trip home.
It's a great honor to have you here, and with accordance with old Polish tradition, we'll now welcome Narigo elders with bread and salt, the essence of life. May I explain that in Polish houses, palaces and peasants' huts, through the ages, there has been always bread and salt on the table, and the host shared them with the guests, which was a sign of hospitality, respect and friendship. In fact, Poles are regarded as one of the most hospitable people in the world. There is an old Polish saying, "Gość w domu, Bóg w domu," that means when a guest in a house, God himself is in a house. Welcome now, representative of Lykonik on stage. Gesture of friendship from Polish community, we ask the aunties to accept a gift in the form of Highland scarves. Bread, Polish bread, salt and Highland scarves. It's a great honor to have you here. Thank you very much, aunties. Ladies and gentlemen, on request of auntie, she wants to read something very special for us as well.
Good afternoon. My name's Deanna Davison. I'm an elder of the Narigo people. I'd just like to read something out. I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Mike Kelly, federal member for Eden Monero. Mike. And I would like to acknowledge the Polish ambassador and the consul general. And invited guests and organisers. On behalf of the Narigo people, the traditional owners on whose land we meet today, I would like to welcome you here today. So a very big welcome to all you visitors to our country. Thank you.